This recording, Texas 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
I was born and raised in Texas, born out in Big Bend country, raised in Big Bend country. I left there when I was 18, went to Marine Corps. I was in Marine Corps 3 years, got out, and then I moved down to the Conroe area. I went to work for Uncle Sam when I got out. I was an air traffic controller to the big strike of 81. And then to avoid any problems with the government, because of an illegal strike against the U.S. government, I went and lived in Central America for 11 months. And then when that everything kind of faded away, well, I came back and went to work. I've always ranched and done things like that. But I'd like to say I was an air traffic controller. That's what I did in Winkle. I ranched down the southern end of New Mexico. Arizona was my western boundary, and Mexico was my southern boundary. It's real, real rugged, real rough country down there. Ranched there for, I guess, 2 years, two or three years. And I moved up to the Chama area on the north end, up north of Santa Fe, about 100 miles. And I was there to, I guess, 8 years ago, and I moved back to, moved to Denton, and lived there for 3 years. And then I moved down to South Texas. I had a ranch down southeast of Nixon. For a while, and then my dad got ill, and I moved back here to New Braunfels. And that's kind of in a real short little deal what it did and where I've been.
You came back to work on Texas?
On Walker, Texas.
Walker, Texas.
Yeah, I had livestock on it. I had that for 3 years. And then for some reason, I didn't think the show was ever going to last, so I quit and went on. But then, 8 years later, they're still going. But that's really about it. And just not a whole lot. Just travel around a lot. I always kind of fail to stay in one place too long. You grow roots, and that's something I don't want. But like I say, I've been when my father got ill, I moved back here to New Braunfels. My dad was raised Interstate 35, but her old home place down here, right there, Widener Road. And so I got all family around here. So
tell me about your film career. I met you on a film, and you've just got off a film, so. What do you like most about working on the film?
You know, I don't know. It's I hadn't really figured it out. It's pretty simple. I mean, it's not a real don't take a brainchild to do it. Just it's not lots of hours or anything. But I've been doing this for off and on about 17 years. Even when I got back from Central America when I was in New Mexico, I ran yearlings all the time. And once I'd ship my cattle in October, then I'd either go to California or Arizona or come back to Texas or somewhere and work on the movies until the winter down here on the real southern end. And then about April or May, I'd go back home and start receiving my cattle again. And then there in Chama, of course, that's way up in the mountains there at my house. There's 82, 62, went up to 13,000 and back. So there's an awful lot of guiding, trout fishing. And then, of course, when the hunt started, we hunted elk. Deer, bear, and lion. But that was probably the best part of the most fun of my life right there. I mean, I had the world by the tail. You know, I was horseback all day, and I was hunting and fishing. You know, didn't have a worry in the world. But it's something that not very many people get to experience. But that old country up there is still your heart and soul. It was just hard to make a living up there. You know, we got snow up the armpits about 6 months out of the year.
So you clean guns and clean windmills, and how do you clean a windmill? How do you fix a windmill?
Fixing a windmill. Well, that's kind of a lost art too. Not most people don't have the windmills kind of thing of the past, but the whole motor and everything is a wind generated pump, and the sucker rods runs all the way down into your well. At the end of the pipe, and you have your leathers. It actually pumps the water up and forces it up the pipe. And that's the main thing is your leathers wear out, and you have to pull all the rods out. Redo your leathers and put everything back in. Depending on the depth of the well, it could be a 2 or 3 day operation. But that's really kind of a joke. Like I say, it's kind of lost. You know, nobody does that anymore.
I love that it's on your card.
Yeah.
And also livestock. Tell me about your livestock.
Well, I'm kind of down right now. I kind of sold everything because I started traveling so much and been so dry. I had a ranch out in West Texas and had 7 inches of rain in 5 years, and that's hard for a lizard to make a living. But I used to raise Red Burma cattle, and then when I got into the yearling operation, that way it's not year-round. It's not, I don't know whoever came up with the word cowboy, it's not cowboy, it's cow nurse, because you're you're nursing everything all the time. You know, the animals are get very dependent on it.